Shalom Boker Tov. It's the world, the concept of to develop, and then we call it the fruit of what you developed, a development. If you have a piece of land, we call it aretz. An aretz is ratzon, is a piece of land. You want to develop it. What is the first thing you do in development? You are an architect. Yeah. If you want to develop, what do you do?
Plan.
First you see what, how many hills it has, how many this, how many that, water is this, surveying. Then you go and you get an idea, then you get an architect, then you get the drawings, then you get it from the city. All this you have to do, right? Now how do you develop it? You do first the streets, and that's exactly what you do right now, is streets. Because if you don't have kvish, if you don't have a road, you cannot transport anything. The first thing you do is you put lines of communication. With who? With the source of what you are learning. And the more you go over it, you start... After you made your, then you start building houses, one by one, 10 by 10, but it's unit by unit. You finish it unit by unit. The development is complete when you do all the houses.
So you think the foundation is the road?
Absolutely. If you don't have a road to transport, you cannot. How do you transport your equipment from one side to the other side? You go over the hills? You gotta make first kvish. And every time you review this, that's the secret. You review this book, even a small portion, that means you have 10 minutes, open it, just a small portion. Just read it. You have added one more house. It's unbelievable. It's impossible that you go and you review this every time you don't add to yourself. And this is what it is. You keep on adding point, 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 house, 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 till the whole picture is there. The more you review, the more the picture is going to be revealed to you. And the whole thing, as Rav Armoni was trying to swear, is to see it from one eye. That's the eye of Neshama. Because that's Echad. You come to the lower world, there are chalonot. Two eyes. It's your chalon. There is separation. But in reality, they all come from one light. Now let's... No, we are not that bad. Any question before we start? Because... right now, honestly, it's becoming extremely important of how much your heart is given to this study from now on, because you are seeing exactly how things are thought. That's exactly the pattern and the structure of your thoughts. There is no such a lesson in the, anywhere in any university in the world that they will teach you the structure of thoughts. Yes.
Okay. And when Adam was created, we know that he had a big ore. It was a body of light.
Right.
Okay.
Or with Aleph, you mean? That
yeah.
At the beginning he had or the his skin, so to speak, was ore.
Okay.
Right.
It's an energy. It's an, he was an energy of light.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. So the separation of light is a male and female separation. They're one and they're separation. So it's almost the same thing as the idea of the light coming down.
Bravo.
Through different windows.
Bravo.
I didn't understand how the separation is made.
Because Chava came from Adam.
No, but what does he mean? I know that this is light and this is light. Now, where is the separation?
So
He brings it to the physical world that finally they get separated. And that's true. The neshama, when your neshama, male neshama is born, the female aspect gets separated. It is with it. It comes to this world. My female neshama...
related to the light?
Because there are different lights. It's a light of nefesh. She's the malchut. And the zahar is the ruach.
I have no objection. I understand everything. The facts that you describe, I can really understand.
And you say the separation?
The separation would appear... whether was it a body of light or a body of something else. It is a separation.
Yeah, we're talking about the earlier part. We're not here yet. We're not in the physical world.
No, that doesn't matter. Just for me to understand, the separation happened, had happened, right? So the neshama had separated too.
No, the neshama stayed one.
Men and women.
Neshama, yeah. At the level of, that's what I'm saying, at the level of neshama, the or is echad. Is echad. That means it. Echad doesn't mean that doesn't have parts, right? Echad has three parts.
Yeah.
It's three letters. So echad, it's all one. Bravo. Thank you very much. Thank you. No. There is I. Here. Make it easier for you. I wrote something a long time ago to discuss it. But I never discussed it. But it's so simple, but yet it's so usable.
Yeah.
Now, Vehu Echad, Vehu. You see, names are not for nothing. Names are there to teach you so you don't get lost when you understand the actual energy. Vehu. It's a concept, we said who. You remember?
Right.
With who. Ata, who. Now, Vehu Echad, that means, Hainu, Ensof Baruch Hu, that's Ensof, that everything is Echad. That's one Echad. Okay? And then he says, Veshmo Echad, he says, who is, what is Shmo Echad? He says, the Hainu Haratzon Lahanot. That's it. Haratzon Lahanot.
So him and his Ratzon are one.
Bravo.
Of course.
That's only one. That's up till where? Neshama.
3:46.
Neshama is aspect of who? Do you see Neshama? You say who? That's the level of Aleph K Yud K. From there is Pirut. We said from the world of Adnei, the Malchut of Shamaim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, there is Pirut. We said there are four energies coming, four rivers coming to the Lahashgot et Hagan, to give water to the Gan, to the. Okay, from there is Pirut.
Right.
But it's still Echad. The Shoresh is Echad, like. The seed is Echad.
Right.
But then out of the seed comes the root, the trunk, the branches. You follow? But in the level of seed, that seed represents who? Because after the root comes, what is the seed? He's a who. It's the aspect of Ein Sof. Aspect of Keter.
But the only difference is you said that him and his Ratzon are one.
Right.
But us...
Ratzon Lahanot.
Right, but us, we need the development.
Bravo.
That's
of course. Shalom Boker Tov.
It's very simple. You talk about streets and planning.
Right.
Uh-huh. Street signs are the names.
Right.
Okay, then you give a start giving bravo names. That's bravo.
Right.
Bravo. Now you are using the imagination correctly. It's extremely important that eventually we will understand the names. But right now, yes, we are talking. More or less. Very nice,
yeah.
Too. No, very nice,
yeah,
too. You are glowing today.
Yeah.
Very good, Baruch Hashem.
We haven't started.
Read
a concept that Bayoma Uya Adonai Chad Ushmo Echad is is, he has many names.
Yeah.
Every name is energy.
That's
in
right.
That day he does, in that day he doesn't need so many energies. It's one energy.
That's right.
And it's him.
But his kavodo is in Shmo. And who is kavodo? Knesset Israel.
This is Bayom Ahu.
Bayom Ahu. That's why Bayom Ahu, that there will be a Knesset Israel that will be Shmo. That means will be Ratzon, Ratzon, Lahanot. Don't forget. Right now, first Nefesh is only knows Ratzon Lekabel. We studied last week. Nefesh has only Ratzon Lekabel. Doesn't know, have no idea about Ratzon. And Ruach is a Ratzon Lashpia. It's a Zachar. It's Ruach. It's only Ratzon Lashpia. That's why it's called Chesed. That's why it starts with the head of it, Chesed, called Abraham. It's only Ratzon Lashpia. Now, in order to create and develop the final product, and what's the final product? Called Israel, that has a Ratzon Lekabel, Al Menat Lashpia. So the only way you can do it is what? Develop your nefesh to the extent that take all your ruach, add to it, and create complete the vav hey. Because the vav is the ruach, hey is the nefesh, and when you put ruach and nefesh together, you have completed his name, Yud, K, Vav, K. Now, L'shem Yechud. Now you made Yechud. Now you're going to get Bracha. Now you're going to make Kedusha. Now you went through your book. That's the system. The more we understand this system, the more we understand how to do it, we are going to fail. That's the whole purpose of Torah. You don't learn Torah unless you fail. That's the secret of it. That's okay. That's why we come to this life and we fail many times. But that's the beauty. That's how we learn. And when we learn, we need to pass exam. But a guy who passed already exam, again to try him, that's a sin. That's not correct. That means if you learn something and you go and you what you learned and you know what's correct, you went and you did again what you were not supposed to do, that means you have sinned. No, you learned it. You learned it. But you learned, you know it's not right. You learned in your life. You experienced it. You failed and you then understood that what was the problem. And you go and you try yourself again, you cause yourself to be examined again. Because sometimes we come and says, maybe not, maybe not in my case.
Because Ratzon Lekabel is such a compelling force.
It is. That's the whole purpose. Otherwise, what choice you got? You have a choice either to go after Ratzon Lekabel, fulfill the Ratzon Lekabel. Why? To compel. It's to
forces you.
If you look at the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, the two windows should be under the K.
Now here we go. Wait for that. Yeah, wait.
I have a simple question.
Wait, we will learn. It's two halon, that's it.
I have a simple question.
Yes?
It's very profound, because I can't answer it yet. I don't know why. At the beginning of the book, we said the amount of Ratzon, the Keper, and the Lashvia are even. Within us. Why is it that the Kabbalah always rules over?
Because the first 13 years there is a Yetzer given to the Nefesh.
Right.
It's called Yetzer Behemit.
Right.
That Yetzer Behemit has affinity
towards
pleasure.
But they're both.
The Ruach doesn't enjoy of these physical pleasures. Ruach doesn't have no. Yeah, the enjoys, but out of the good deeds. And if you take your Ruach and you take him to a domain of to be Rasha, to do act of rasha, your ruach really is suffering. It's suffering. But it'll do it, it becomes evet.
If I like coffee and I like tea at the same time, and I enjoy them in the same amount of pleasure for me, so why is it that I always win the coffee and not the tea?
Because you like coffee more. Come on, these are
simple.
Yeah. Yes. That is correct. In one angle, that is correct. That's right. Elohim represents the light of Malchut. It's a Bedin. Therefore, it's Malchut. Because Elohim has a Bedin, that's it's Bedin. And by the way, the name of Elohim has five letters, and it's Keter Chochmah Bina. Aleph is the Keter all the way down. The actual complete Sefirah of Malchut.
And what name refers to Neshama?
Aleph Kei Yud Kei. That's in Bina. Neshama comes from Bina. Neshama has Chochmah in it. It's a tremendous amount of Chochmah in it. Neshama has three levels. Neshama against... anyway, let's go back. He wants to study Torah. Why do you want to leave him alone? Let him study Torah. Here we go. Go to the page noon. I want to refresh your mind, because when we study Or Pnimi, Harav Ashlag, it's details. It's the particulars. But Etz Chaim, it's the body. It's the whole thing. The kolel. It's the patisserie is done by Etz Chaim. The detail of the patisserie is done by Or Pnimi. Now, let's go to the kolel. I am on section Dalet. Omnam hachiluk sheyesh ben igulim de yosher. There is a difference between igulim, that's, I am page noon. Etz Chaim Dalet. Hu ki yud sefirot de igulim hem bechinat haor hanikra nefesh. The gulim are in the nefesh. Ve'yesh bahem or pinimi ve'or makif. Now, where the gulim came from? Gulim are the ke'ilim of Ensof. We said gulim are one toch the other. That means one mesuvav the other. One surrounds the other, encompasses the other. There is no level of aviyut, we said. In igulim, there is no aviyut. They are all echad. In the world of igulim, as far as the igulim are concerned, they are all echad. There is no aviyut. It's keter encompassing chokhmah, chokhmah encompassing bina. What that means? What that means chokhmah encompasses bina? No, tell me what it means. What it means by Chochmah encompassing Bina.
It means it sort of sweetens the way.
Right? What sweetens? Explain it to me. What it means in reality?
It means you are not either or. You blend it to get the right combination.
What it means encompasses Bina. What it means, I help you, encompasses Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tifer, Netzach, Hod, Yesod Malchut.
It contains all of it.
Encompasses. It includes of all this. In where? In Chochmah. So, Bina comes from where? From Chochmah. You get an idea, thought. Poof! What is that? Chochmah immediately inside this. Ah, what comes?
Bina.
And brrr. But you don't realize you have gone through the whole, because Keter Chochmah Bina Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Vemalchut of Igulim, they are all one. As soon as you have, that's why he says, Hakol bechokhma asita. That means the until the level of Asiya. That's the whole pattern. Chokhma encompasses everything else. Bina encompasses everything comes after, but not what it is before. Labriot. This is Igulim. Encompasses what comes after it.
Only.
Yeah.
Then how can we say that there is no direction in or and so?
What do you mean? There is no direction in and so.
So there actually in Igulim there is a direction. There is down.
It's not. That's it. If when you say down, that means there is a view. There's no such a thing down.
There is
no down. Is one toch the other? One encompasses the other. It's you have to differentiate. When you say the word down, that means ma'ala. That means degree.
The direction of containment versus non-containment.
That, yes, but because of the sibam v'mesuvav. That's a cause and effect. It's in it. When you put a seed, you are causing that the root to come. As soon as there is root, is the cause of bina, the trunk, the branch, the fruit, and etc.
But there's something else that he's referring to.
Mm.
The transition from chokhmah to bina must have some sort of a...
Here we go now. You forgot. We said that the way from now after the tzimtzum, we are talking now pure igulim. As soon as you have the kav coming into Igulim, Keter is going to get transition from Keter to Chokhmah is through kav. Before it was no kav. Right, bravo. No, I don't mind. You should clarify those things. This is the foundation. This is the road. Later on, we are going to start building Olamot. It's easy, but the road, that's it. Go ahead.
But how was it before that? We don't know.
And so, here you went. That's it. That's why I said, who, v'shmo, who, echad, that's and so. As long as you say who, it's going to be and so. Who you don't see. Ata you see, that's shmo. Where?
In the realm of Ensof. Well, I think there is a street sign, but it's in perfect union.
Right.
The street sign.
No, don't take me to Ensof. Let's just stay here.
The street sign and everything is only for our benefit and nothing else.
Absolutely. There is nothing to benefit of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's there incomplete.
There
complete, complete. It doesn't need nothing. There is only one thing in the world that exists as far as any materialistic thing concerned. It's a ratzon la'anot. Anything else is going to die. Everything else in the world will die. It's only ratzon la'anot, which means that ratzon la'anot is going to produce a final product called Ratzon Lekabel Al Menad Lashpia. That's.
But the system of the Sefirot and the way they function is stay the same.
But different realms. You're right. They come from Ein Sof. Those are the Igulim. They're coming from Ein Sof. They shall remain. They are forever. But in different realm. What we're going to bring into realization, if I may use the word realization, is the thought of the creation, which is Olam Atzilut. That means Olam Nearness. That means close to Ein Sof, we are going to create a concept called Atzilut, Nearness, that it's essentially Ratzon Lekabel Al Menat Lashpia.
So in other words, all those ideas and all those words and everything else and the streets, and you know, they're disappear because of the intensity of the light.
They don't disappear. They become one. They become clear. They are become part of one.
So, but they are the beginning also. When you go back, they are the beginning of Abhiyut.
Now I didn't get you here.
It's very simple.
Yeah, but...
Because the further you go from the light...
Huh?
The further you go from the light, you're going back.
You have Abhiyut. It's not back. Now you went back somewhere else. Whenever you go further away, that means when there is Shinui Tzura, you should know this language. When there is a Shinui Tzura, there is more of you. That you have to remember, because right now we're going to use it. So, it's a different form. You become different form. The form going to change. The form. But the reality, the truth, always stays. Okay? So we came to an understanding that as far as the or is concerned, there is or pinimi, ve or makif. As far, here we go again. I'm using the word especially and you are not here with me. Are you here? No. It says... Look at it. Ve-yesh. Ve-yesh. The word yesh. Bahem or pinimi ve-or makif. In what? He says there is a or of ruach. That's yosher. Or hanikra nefesh is or of igulim. What is the light of igulim? No. What's the light of Igulim? Nefesh. 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 Or of Igulim is Nefesh. Now, he says this or called Nefesh has two lights in it, or Makif and or Pinimi. That's Nefesh. Okay? The or Makif. Pinimi v'chitzon. The vessel itself, therefore, has two parts to it. Pinimi of the vessel, chitzoni of the vessel. Two kind of lights, two aspects of kelim. And all these exist in igulim. Okay? שיש לה בחינת יוד ספירות של כלים, או בכל כלי מהם יש פנימי וחיצוניות. I'm page נון א'. וגם יש יוד ספירות של אורות. אור מקיף has יוד ספירות, אור פנימי has יוד ספירות. Always אורות have complete 10 ספירות. Absolutely is. Or comes and goes.
Because if you consider the yashar part of the kav,
or comes and goes.
Also has or
pinimi. Of course. Or comes and goes. Remember, light comes and goes.
So is it that trying to
say... Look at this. The sun comes and goes.
So is it trying to say that the igulim have outside and inside light versus the...
He said right now, he said there is an or, nefesh is or of igul, and this or has two aspects, or pinimi and or nefesh, or pinimi ve or makif.
So or pinimi of the igul is nefesh and or makif is the ensof?
That's not what he said.
No, I'm asking.
At all. He says only he's talking about nefesh. This or nefesh has two aspects, or pinimi and or makif. And the kikli, this igul, therefore has a vessel. There is no or without a vessel. You cannot find any or unless you have a vessel for it. Whether it's pinimi or chitzoni. There must always be a kli. If there is no kli, what happens?
There is no light.
The light completely is not in. You might have
good morning.
If the complete light is not in, what it means? What is missing?
If the light is
not
in, the vessel
is not there. Do you have all the chokhmah and binah and da'at that in the world that is your mind can carry? Do you have it? Are you recognizing it?
Yes, but the others we don't know.
Good. That light is missing. So therefore, those vessels are missing. Boker Tov. Lekor or yeshbo or pinimi ve'or makif. Every world, every or that you see, there is a pinimi and makif. Aval hayut sefirot de yosher. Now this is igulim. De yosher hem bechinat or hanikra ruach. So whenever we're discussing igulim, we are talking about nefesh. Whenever we're discussing or nefesh, what are we discussing?
Igulim.
Whenever you are in the world of nefesh, you are discussing only igulim. What igulim means? What or nefesh means? Only ratzon lekabel. Velo yodeya lahashpia. It's a right, but it's ad. Chacham is saying something else adds to it. He's not saying it because he likes to say extra words. It's not necessary for him to say that. But he especially says velo yodeya lahashpia. That means this yeda he has to acquire. The aspect of the nefesh of the body. Right before of this, we said that the or yashar is in the mot of Adam. Not igulim. Or yashar is in the mot of Adam.
So what is the igul in Adam?
The or nefesh.
When
and you know what? Interesting. It has igulim red. Igulim white, and then the plasma. That's two aspects.
Now, when they say Adam is igul,
that means Adam hu nefesh. That's why Nadav v'Avihu came and says, "Anachnu tameim benefesh Adam, benefesh Adam." We are on the river of the nefesh, but Adam, what he wants to say by this? That this nefesh gets his light through the kav called Adam. The igul is not, the igul is from Ein Sof.
Mm-hmm. But the igul is the nefesh.
But igul gets connected to igul derech Adam. I connect hey. Lower hay to upper hay by Vav. Vav is Israel.
Something here I don't understand. If the white and red blood cells represent the igulin, how can it be changed?
No. Bravo. There is always kolel. There is always kolel. Echad has three things. Has white, red, and one that includes both.
And that is the body.
Whatever it is that including together. That's on the level of you're talking now the dam, the blood, which is the nefesh. He said, what is nefesh? He says, look at blood. That's nefesh. What's or nefesh in my body? It's my blood. It's teaching you. And inside this, there is two aspects, pinimi v'chitzani. Who is pinimi? Who has the ratzon lekabel? The Adam. He receives all the oxygen. And what is the white? What is the purpose of the white cells? To do what? What a zero biology to you guys.
No, it's oxygen.
Your immune system. He takes the immunity. He controls his Lashbia. The guy who is immunity is what? It's Lashbia. It's not to receive. That one is only to receive. And he's telling you right now that the Or Nefesh, which is Or of Igulim, has two aspects. Pinimi v'makif. Of course. Bravo. Who's pushing you? Who pushed you here? From inside? No, somebody says you get up.
Inside Mekabel, it's the vessel.
Only remember that Nefesh, only Ratzon Lekabel, velo yodeya lahashpia.
So we can say that Adam is both Igul and Yosher?
Adam only can connect Igul to Igul. Where do I know this? From your brain. When you connect all your Igulim, you are at your state of most powerful being because you connected all the Igulim inside your brain. And the Igul connects to Igul, Derech, Kav.
What's
I'm showing you.
What's the Melamed? What is the Igul?
But excuse me. Now, what is the two Chalon in my brain? You got two Chalon. You got two brains. They are one. There is one light. Come on, can you say which side of brain you are right now? They are really one. There is a one brain, but there is a right and left. Chalon, right and left. What is this Chalon? Chalon, Derech Chalon. Who is talking to who? Ari Chapin talks to Abba Ve'ima, Derech Chalon, communicates. Yeah, we read this. We're going to read this right now. Let's go.
Wait.
So
what
that's
is
the
what?
Two points of
that is what?
Come back to me here.
He gives us the
hey. It's the Keilim of Ein Sof.
No, in me.
In your Nefesh, in your Dam.
No, let's go here. The Igulim, what do they represent in this life?
Or Nefesh. Or Nefesh.
Isn't it Igul El Watson?
No.
No, what is it?
No.
What is it?
You see, you're mixing it up.
Okay, what is it?
Stay with the definition that I gave you. No, Rav Levi told you, not me.
So everything depends on the Ruach. Everything.
No, everything depends on you. On you to put the Ruach Nefesh completely in compliance and bring a balance and create the Vav Hei in order the Yud Hei to be complete. So it will be Yud Kei Vav Kei. And you're going to do it by bringing your Ruach in compliance, your nefesh in compliance of the work of the Ruach.
So the Yud K is his letters. The two points is the windows.
Now, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Stay here. Listen. We said Neshama is Achad. It's Neshama that from Neshama comes Ruach v'nefesh. Correct? That means if you take the Ruach v'nefesh back into Neshama, both of them already were included in Neshama. We said because Neshama, the Orod, are the Igulim. Right? You say, here comes the old Garabi. So, really your Neshama tells you what kind of a Ratzon Lekabel to have. Your Neshama is giving you the Ratzon Lashpia too.
Because the vessel was in the light. The choice.
Because when you have the Igul, what do you have? And the fulfillment.
Yeah.
And the fulfillment. Because we said Igulim are the Keilim of Ein Sof. It's the fulfillment. All the pleasures are the Igulim. So as soon as your Nefesh is fulfilled, your Igul, you have revealed the Igul. Now you can do it without compliance, unification with your Ruach. The Ruach is going to bring the light of a nefesh. You're going to be a gazlan. Steal that light that reveals the igul. That is your pleasure. Now, what's the igul in your body? When do you feel the igul in your body?
When do I feel it?
When do you feel the igul in your body? Revelation of the igul in your body. No, you are fulfilled. We said those are the vessels of Ein Sof. And what is the ratzon of Ein Sof? Shmo. Ratzon, lahanot. Nothing else. So as soon as you enjoyed, as soon you enjoyed any pleasure, you have revealed what? Igul.
But that tells you that it's the igul that we are talking about that contains nefesh is different from the igul that was left behind from Or Ein Sof. No.
You went too fast. That igul never changes. That igul is there. What the calf, the way the calf feeds it. This igul of nefesh, who brings the light of nefesh to the igul?
The calf.
So derech calf I receive only my shefa, sustenance. Here we go one more time, I help you now. How Ruach, who brings the light of Nefesh? How he brings its own opposite down to give to someone else. Exactly like Adam. Exactly like Adam. Adam had the light of Nefesh within it, which is Chava. But it was back to back. Didn't recognize it. Until God put him to sleep and separated, and then in the morning he got realized. So all the igulim in you and whatever, the Chava is in us, every night. Masei Bereshit, from the beginning. I face to new igul. And this igul comes with two lights, or makif, or pinimi.
But if you continue using your lekata, doesn't that affect your igul? Your...
Of course it does.
So
I will create what? Do I come closer to the light, or I go shinui tzura further away from the light? Because what is aviut? Every time I enjoy without unification of the Ruach, Lashem Yehud, I cause more darkness. That means I go further away from Hashem. What that means? His Ratzon is Ratzon what? Lahanot. Lashpia. Now, if my Ratzon is different than his ratzon, there is a shinui tzura, I go further away. I keep on go away, 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 till how many degrees can I go away? 50 finished, cut. That's why Hashem said 49, let's get the Jews out, because if it goes one more step, it's disconnected. Vessel are the Kelim of Ein Sof, of course.
Right.
Yes.
So you're saying no matter what you do to your nefesh, the Kelim don't change?
Absolutely not, because the light that came to this Igul came derech Adam, which is you are. You are the responsible what goes on in your blood. You are. If it lacks vitamin, it lacks anything, is your blood goes all over feeding all your body. Correct?
Let's say I get so far away from Ein Sof,
then Chas v'Shalom we call him Rasha.
That I
even
caused my own death.
I do.
That I spilled my own blood.
Exactly. Adam brought death. Who brought? Adam. And we said Adam is the calf. You are the calf. And how do you do? Whenever this calf brings about pleasure, revelation of pleasure, is brought light into the igul and revealed the igul.
But I can reveal the igul calf.
Do you see the pleasure? Do you see the pleasure?
I understand that. I now understand that.
Oh, you can imagine it only. No, it's not enough. Why? Now we know that every kli that we want to reveal has pinimi, has chitzani, has the or pinimi, and has the or makif. Four things has to come. The or makif has to go to his vessel appropriately, and or pinimi has to go appropriately, and both you to be united. Every breath, every breath that you take. Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't you use ratzon to breathe? It says, it is a beautiful poetry in Persian, that every breath you take causes a continuity of your life. Now, let's go here. It's very important. Where is Sassy?
Sassy is helping.
So let's go again, page Nun Aleph. Hey, that's a straight from Shar Hakdama Shel Etz Chaim. And he says, Gam behiyot hayut sefirot bebechinat igulim. Igulim has yut sefirot. Where is Adam? Ze toch ze. We said igulim are ze toch ze. Yesh bahem kol habichinot shel kabbalat ha-shefa. So the igulim are those vessels that they can receive shefa. Shefa doesn't come to any just because you got a kli. No, the kli gotta be igul. שביות ספירות שבקו היושר והוא כי העיגול הכתר נקרא אריחמפין. Now he gives you a name. Without revelation of the עיגולים, there is no connection. You gotta connect to all the עיגולים, complete עיגולים. How many עיגולים? 5 parts of him. And these 5 parts of him really connect you to the ends of Baruch Hu. Without connecting to these 5 parts of him, you don't connect. So it says the keter of this igulim is called Arichampi. Gives you a name. We are familiar with the name called Arichampin. We one place of Yud Gimel Midod Rachamim, we say, Adonai, Adonai, Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim. We know this concept, name called Arichampin. And is the keter of Igulim. Achare HaTikun Yesh Nekev Echad V'chalon. There is a Nekev. Nekev means really a hole. In reality, something is missing. It has to be filled. Vechalon, a window. Betzad yamin ha'igul, o misham yored or arich, el igul abba. It says, the next igul is defined by Abba. The next igul after Keter, it's a partsuf called Abba.
We all have
Don't let me go further till I, because
no,
this is a review.
You go, you should, and then we're going to be
talking about Keter of Nefesh?
No.
Because we only
say he is giving you a pattern that is applied to Nefesh, applied to Ruach, applied to Neshama. Anywhere you go, these levels have these five partsufim. There are five partsuf. This five partsuf is in the Nefesh, is in the Ruach, is in the Neshama, is in the Chaya, is in Yechida. Where is the true vessel? Where do we get the true vessel? What is a true vessel? I read it for you and I read again for you. A true vessel called Shmo. A true vessel is Shmo. That's why I say Vehu. Vehu. Echad. That's the end of Baruch Hu. ושמו אחד, אבל הוא רצון להנות. This has to go until the vessel gets revealed. And what is this vessel? Is Igur. This vessel is Igur. And where is this vessel? Is in your nefesh. Now, Keter of all this Igulim is called Arichampin.
So would that help if, the, if we always understand that the Kav is also made from Igulim?
Yes, well, what's the difference of the Igulim of the Kav? Good. One after the other. Why they are one after the other? Why one igul is now not toch inside the other? Now is one after the other. Bravo. Now there is aviut.
So we are talking about two different igulim here.
No. Yes, in essentially yes, he's right. The igul of the kav is yosha. That means one after the other, after the other, after the other. And this is not because of Sibav and Mesuvav. It's because of Masach, because in the Kav, please, in the Kav you have Masach, in the Igul you don't have Masach. That's why in the Kav you have Aviut or Chozer. But in the Igul, there is no Masach. That's why you don't have Tefisa. That's why you cannot grasp it. Why? Because only Derech or Chozer we receive. Bechenadalet of Or Chozer. That's correct. In the Kav, there is Aviut. In the Igul, there is no Aviut. That's why I'm reviewing it. And trust me, 20,000 times you review this, you make more development. And there is no end to it.
My thing is the Patsufim.
We haven't, there is, okay, let me explain. Though we studied, just to refresh your memory, a Patsuf is a concept that has a Rosh, Toch, Sof. That's a Patsuf. If there is a part missing, it's not a Patsuf Shalem. Right now, that's only what you have to know. Now you know there is a partsuf called Arichampin, and this Arichampin is the Keter of Igulim.
And I know that there is five partsufim.
And there are five partsufim. They are called finally Arichampin, Abba ve'Ima, Israel Saba ve'Tevuna, which is Arichampin, ve'Malchut, which is Zon, Zachar ve'Nukva. Five partsufim. Again, Arichampin, or Atika Kadisha, eventually we will learn, which is the same thing. Abba ve'ima, Israel saba ve'tevuna, ve'zon zachar ve'nukva. Okay, now, here we go. Arichampin acharei tikun yesh nekev echad v'chalon betzad yamin ha'igul. Now he says acharei tikun. That means it has to go through a process. There is a nekev, there is a chalon, betzad yamin ha'igul, o misham yored or arich el igul abba. So there is a chalon. On the right side, we said, we read last time. And from the right side, there is a light comes from Arich Hampin that goes directly to Abba. Ve'ma'ir alav. Now, what is ma'ir alav?
Shine.
What do you mean, shine? Mashpia. What it means, mashpia? It's all his sustenance and continuity comes from him. Ve'od yesh chalon sheni. And there is a second window. Besmol ha'igul. So, what Arich Hampin has, conclusion, has yamin ve'smol, like your brain, has yamin ve'smol. Is it hard? Here it is. I'm giving you an example. I said this is a kav. And the kav is showing it to you. Yamin v'smol. It's one? Yeah, it's one. But it has a concept of yamin v'smol. How one can have a yamin v'smol? Yes, here it is. Amazing shows to you how one can have a concept of yamin v'smol. That's your development. Did we develop to know, map out the whole brain? Today, in the physical world, the biology, was it able to map it up? Not yet. Not completely, they don't understand what's going on. That's how complicated it is.
Does that mean that Arich Hampin is a two-section top to bottom, or is it where it feels?
Here we go. It's a chad. We haven't learned what is this partsuf is really made of. Wait, we are talking about Ein Sof. We are talking Elkut right now. And wait till we study how this partsuf. What's the difference between partsuf of Abba and Arich Hampin? Ima and Abba and Arich Hampin, these three together, what kind of a partsufim they are? Essentially, they are controlling everything because Israel Saba is already level of Yaakov. Yaakov reaches Israel Saba v'tevuna. Moshe goes all the way to the Da'at of Abba. Goes to Yesod of Abba. Moshe goes till Yesod of Abba. Yesod of Abba. Now you know where Abba is. Where Abba gets his nourishment, his ore, from Arich Hampin. And you say, Adonai, Adonai, Rachum v'chanun, Erech ha'payim v'rav chesed. You get all the sustenance. Yud gimel midot rachamim is the highest thing that you get. You get from where? That you are lucky when you connect to this energy called Yud gimel midot rachamim. Once a year.
So Yesod of Abba represents Atzilut?
No. Now, you are asking me what part of Atzilut did Abba create? Because those are partsufim that are going to create Olamot. Olamot. Now we have five Olamot. So each partsuf creates one Olam. Aren't you a partsuf? Do you have your world? Do you have how many worlds you create? How many levels is in your world? Five. Is the Atzilut aspect? Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, that's your world. Now, since you are Adam, you're Yosher. Here we go. Bravo. You asked the question at the right time. We said the Kav is the Adam. You are the Yosher. But you have the capability to connect this Igul to this Igul. You are able to connect and reveal the Kelim of Ein Sof, only Israel. That's why the Vav of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke is Israel. This Hey is one Igul called Bina. This Hey is another Igul called Malchut. Now you see why Hey is Nefesh Igul. These two become one, you have done unification. By the way, that's Katore. That's why 11 Samim. That's how you purify to come to the highest level of Teshuvah. That means you bring the lower Hay to upper Hay. Perfect control of your nefesh. Perfect control of your nefesh, because your nefesh are your igulim.
That's kind of a gray area.
No, it's the point is that if you create the control the animal, there's two aspects to you. There is elkut, there is the godliness about you, and there is the behemah. When do you bring the behemah to do the work of elkut?
Huh? But if the igulim in your dam is not connected, I would be dead.
Of course.
So how is it that our job?
There is a minimum sustenance that the system gives you until such a time that you mature up, grow up.
So you're saying that when we actually get closer to Or Ein Sof, our white and
they become more harmonious. If you look at your blood, there is a two kind of lights. There is the microscope that is called light, and the light goes and shines the blood, and there is another called dark light. In your dark light, you see the structure of your white cells, how they really show themselves. And you see the more clear and shiny and rounder and bigger they are healthier. And if there is a sickness or lack in you, the your white cells are kvished, they are not organized, and they have fatty things, bubbles, that is not very clear. It is. It's amazing. But here is teaching you exactly what's as far as this mind is concerned. Let's read this section. I want this today really was a review. Ve'od yesh chalon sheni besmol ha'igul shel arich ve'yotze ha'or at zad smol de'igul ha'aba asher betocho. Now it says there is a second column, second chalon. There is light comes out of this halon, goes where? To side small of Abba. Side small. That means Abba has, like his producer, Ari Champin, has a side yamin and has a side small. The side yamin, he gives it there a halon yamin to sustain Abba. Sign a small is coming there, a chalon of a small to Abba, to side, left side of Abba, for to be given to who?
Ima.
So where the Ima gets her Shefa?
From Abba.
From Abba. From what part of Abba? Left side of Abba. Now, a question comes. What Abba receives, Abba gives to Ima?
No, he keeps them.
Or he mixes it up, or is he gonna Abba gonna be a channel and let the light go through without affecting it?
No way, it's gonna affect it.
It's unbelievable. This is Kol Ashir Ashirim. that how Abba, that means the Zahar and the Nukva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Israel, Ruach and Nefesh, how these two unite together. How they feed each other. How they become one. How they become Chadda Nafkin, Chadda Ruchin. Chadda Nafkin, Chadda Ruchin. Now there is the Abba Ve'ima that they never separate. They are always in total unification. For sake of, no, for sake of Banim. Now, what is that light? You know the ore that it is on top of the Aron? We called ore Tamidi. And that ore Tamidi represents Abba Ve'ima Elyon. That's right. Abba Ve'ima Elyon. That's called Or Tamidi. Now, he says, Ad Sad Smol De Igul Abba Asher Betocho Ve Nukvo Ve Na'asa Bo Chalon O Misham Nimshach Ha'or Ad Igul Ima. And that continues till Igul Ima. So, vessels are who? Igulim. What changes here? Names. Is the light changes here? No. Who is changing? The vessel. How the vessel change? Is that it says Abba had to make a chalon, left side, and there a chalon shel Abba has to give to Ima. So the light that reached to Ima, how many chalonot, how many windows it went through? Two. Arichampin, original one, sends the light to for Ima, but Derech Abba. So Abba had to create a window in order to give the light to Ima. First kiss after Sheva Brachot, while she goes around seven times to do the Or Makif, first kiss. He gives 22 chromosome Aleph Bet to the Isha. She will get from the A to Z how to develop his seed.
Okay, so the vessel is almost...
First, observe this, digest what I told you. You are running. Don't run. Stay. You, right now you got enough information to write the book about it. That's how much it contains.
But what you're just saying is that the window, the creation of the window, is up to the light and not up to the vessel.
Everything is up to the light. But the vessels are there. He says he has to build a chalon. That means Abba creates an opening. That means male is really in charge to create the correct opening. If the male doesn't create the correct opening and the windows are dirty, the light necessary to nourish Ima is not there.
So Ima's responsibility is nothing to do with opening the window.
Oh yes, we'll see it is. Ima, it's Or Nefesh. Ima is the Nukva. How do you say male Nukva doesn't play any role? Nukva, if there is no Nukva, there is no return. There is no return. If there is no Malchut, there is no return. Because where is the Masach always? On the Malchut. I think today you got dosage of dosages. And this was a review. I didn't put no new material.
You're talking about the Abba and Ima was new.
No, that was last week.
Oh, last week we talked about it. That's okay. Now, here we go. Adam Kadmon has Ari Champin too.
Yeah, but at this point, we still haven't gotten to the lower world.
Oh, no. But I am trying... to give you pictures and names, not to lose you. I wish I had somebody to give me the names and the picture so I won't get lost.
But I mean, the purpose of this is to explain the cup right now.
Yes, bravo. Essentially, it's the Adam that we got to take care of. Because as soon as there is a Kav and revelation of the Kav, the Yugulims are there from Ein Sof. So that's why he says, what I have to do the Kav. What is in the Kav? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and the light of Malchut. Because Malchut is the one that brings the light of Malchut. Malchut never receives the light. So the light is with who?
The Kav.
Bravo.
That's the
now, just so we will reach eventually that the end sefira of Ruach is Yesod. Yesod has Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. That means we said the ore of Nefesh has white cells, red cells, which is the Nefesh. Hei Chasadim, which is the white, and Hei Gevurot. Now, who is becomes active? That means it has a Ratzon Lekabel. The Hei Gevurot. Now, you receive Gevurot, which means Dinim. That means every time you express desire to receive, there is a judgment on it. Every breath, anything you take, there is a judgment on it. There is a counting to it.
Why, again, can you repeat why the process of...
Is Hei Chasadim in Yesod. There is Hei Chasadim, Hei Gevurot. We will learn this. There is, we said, in Or of Nefesh has to be what? Or Pinimi, Or Makif. There is a white and the red. And he says, Or Nefesh is in the blood. Nefesh hua blood. Dam hua Nefesh. That's Dam hua Nefesh. Remember that. So I want to understand what Nefesh is. I look at Dam. Whatever is in the Dam is Nefesh. Because it said from the beginning, I am not going to... He called, Bedemot Vetzelem Elokim Bara Oto. He put the whole system from A to Z into Adam.
So again, on the dinim.
Okay, so whenever I express desire to receive, is a din. Because it's a gevurah. It's the red cell says Ratzon Lekabel. Red cell has only one function. Give me. So he says, I give you sustenance minimum. That's called Katnut. Now you bring about Gadlut. What is the Gadlut? We learned on Tuesday. Gadlut is when you add to it the Chokhmah Bin Adat. It's when you become mature, when you found the purpose of what you receive is to become closer and united to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That understanding that you exist here in order to facilitate yourself to becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this understanding, only this understanding, it's called maturity. But if still you are in the idea of I am here to enjoy myself, I got 120 years and I'm not going to waste my time to really do work without pay, I want pay and I want pleasure, yeah, you are not. Yes, you become multimillionaire, you will have the Rolls Royce, you will have the best of the houses, you will have everything, but still you are immature. But when you look what I achieved, still you are immature because you are not doing the purpose of what you are supposed to do. You know what? This thought is not understood unless you get this.
Chazak v'emats.
Shabbat shalom.